It's Equal Pay Day again, a day symbolizing how far into the year women have to work to earn what men made last year. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports on what is behind the enduring, infuriating gender pay gap.
Before we get to how big the pay gap is now, let's go back to 2009.
Everybody, please have a seat.
When a newly sworn in President Barack Obama signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. Here he was at the White House with Ledbetter.
Lilly knows that this story isn't just about her. It's the story of women across this country still earning just 78 cents for every dollar men earn. Women of color, even less.
Fast forward 15 years, President Biden issued a proclamation this week noting that the pay gap is narrowing, slowly. Women who work full-time year-round now earn 84 cents for every dollar men make, according to census data. Still, Biden noted, women are earning less than men in more than 90% of occupations, and women of color still face even greater disparities. Jocelyn Fry has spent years looking at this.
I love talking about equal pay.
She's president of the National Partnership for Women and Families, a legal advocacy group.
It's a window into inequity.
Not everyone sees it that way. The Wall Street Journal published an op-ed on International Women's Day last week, calling the gender pay gap a myth that won't go away. The pay gap, the authors argued, is the natural economic result of choices men and women make over how much they work and what kinds of jobs they do.
I think that those types of arguments really are ignoring the evidence.
Fry points out a greater share of Black women work than white women, and yet Black women earn even less on average. Also, she says there are fields dominated by women that society has devalued, such as caregiving. Childcare workers and nursing assistants are among the lowest paid jobs in the country. And so
part of the work of 2024 is rejecting sort of the attitudes that suggest that childcare workers are not as valuable as folks in manufacturing.
Fry is encouraged by some of the steps the Biden administration has taken to get more women into higher-paying, male-dominated fields like construction and to help more families find childcare. He's put childcare and paid family leave into his proposed budget. Now, Fry says this is progress, but for her, it's not coming fast enough.
I don't want to be like 102. Right. I'd like to figure out, you know, how we could accelerate that progress.
So it doesn't take decades longer. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.